Hello, hello. Yeah, is this not too much? Okay. So, yeah, there's some thoughts about a new order of service and planning. And it's an experiment, as David said. But I don't want to talk about it now, because then it goes mainly in what's happening, and I don't understand. And so let's not go there.
Yeah.
Let's just do the thing that's inspiring. And then clarity will come during the experiment. And when there are questions, you know, I'm available tomorrow and others too. Who knows about what may evolve. But the intention is to involve more and more people in service and in the speaking and in the performing arts. And performing arts are, you know, in a beautiful development. We have an amazing band, amazing artists here. So, and we saw this Sunday how powerful it is to have so much performing arts related to speaking. And I shared with David, like, the speaking doesn't get less powerful, it gets more powerful in that container of creative expression. So it was a strong and powerful service. And it was about glory, and the glory of the full being, or in other words, allowing the authority of the power of being in our midst, but in ourselves. Now, and that's quite a thing to do, and that's the theme for tonight. But I would love to start by just connecting, like we are used to. Is that okay? Good. You what wants to come out and is hesitating to come out. What is holding you back? But what is it that wants to come out? And give that one, two, or three words, not more. And then we move to the circle, starting at my left side. Praise, glory, and joy unspeakable.
Fascination.
Super connection.
Super fun vibe. A gratitude all around.
Gratitude and flow.
Joy, joy, joy.
Unlimited kindness.
Unconditional love.
Fearlessness.
Radiance.
Vibration.
Glorious expanding light.
Simplicity.
Love.
Calm.
Truth.
Harmony.
Peace.
Love
and joy.
Focus, discipline, and consistency.
Conscious
awareness. Tranquility always. Loving power of presence. Let's give that to the next chant and sound. The power of sound. Since the thought is to bring also art and perform arts in the Wednesday evening service, I thought let's start it. I tried to reach Catherine with her foot, but I couldn't get in touch with her, so I took my foot.
I would like to give a short introduction and then suggest a meditation, if you allow me to guide it, and then we share. So, remembering and moving to the power of the Sunday service, where a lot of joy and expression came forth, and where the theme was, what is the old culture, the tribalism, and the superstition that holds us back from fully being of ourselves, being the full culture worldwide that's meant to be, but also in the individual level. Now, tribalism is a very old cultural developmental level. The next one is the level of the warrior state in which Trump is caught. And then we get the next level, modernism. Yeah, and modernism, so to state that we know it all, we can do everything with our technology. And then the next cycle is the state that we feel that we are one world. We pay attention to sustainability. But in that level, there's also shadow side. We can have a kind of arrogance of looking back on the other worlds that went before us. So We can be caught in these cultural states, but we also can be caught in our own individual little cage. The bird can be caught in the cage. But there are moments we did free ourselves. And I'm sure that everybody knows a moment that you felt fully living, fully in expression, joyful, free. Yeah. And these are moments when we remember them. They are promises for the future, what we can be in our fullness. I ask myself, what is the superstition? And the superstition is not only old religious structures and thoughts and fields of thoughts, but a superstition is also on the moment that I want to step forward, something holds me back. Maybe it's shame. That's superstition. Maybe it's what will people think from me. That's superstition. Maybe I feel helpless because my environment doesn't allow that to do. That's a superstition. Maybe I feel victimhood or I am victimized, yeah, which can be a very strong victimization and abuse in earlier years can be very powerful. And still, as long as our human structure holds on to it, it's superstition. So how do we free ourselves from that state? And in the now. And personally, it keeps me busy. Yeah. Very practical. There were things I wanted to do in this community, and I was waiting and waiting, and then I say, I'm just going to do it. And I took the initiative for an interfaith team. So we have a beautiful team. So Cease is in it, and Karen, and Gary, and Lana. And then David said, let's create a spiritual outreach team. And suddenly, you know, I was leading this spiritual outreach team. So that's how it went for me. I just said, I'm going to do it. And I went to the Islam community in Fort Collins and making the connections. And now there's a team that's doing it. So that's, for me, personal example, how you can step into it, into that what you want, and not waiting for the environment and not thinking it's not possible in this context. This morning I drove to Fort Collins, and then when you come from the Horsetooth Lake and you go down and you see there the plains, beautiful in the morning light, then there are a few curves, and then in a curve at the left there is an art gallery. And I drove in, and the first words I saw is, you create the life around you, the world around you. It's not the world around you that creates your life. No, you create the world around you. And even in this community, I would say, each of us creates the life of this community. Sometimes it feels different. Sometimes also to me, but I know for several people, it feels like, you know, what can I do? Now I would say in every moment we can do it. When we step in our power and when we free the power that is in us, and then the environment will adapt to that, step by step. We may need a little bit patience, but when we let our power free, our environment will adapt to it. It can even be that we have to go to another environment because it's not ours. But somehow, when there's resonance between us and the environment, then things start flowing and coming together. And there's an exchange. We will empower that environment, but that environment starts empowering us. So that is an introduction. And I would love to go to a question, a personalized question. What is it on the level of superstition that's holding you back of stepping in full expression of yourself? That will be a joyful expression. And we can't solve that answer with the mind. It's not an analytical thing. It's really allowing yourself to feel it in your heart. Yeah, what is holding me back from the next step? What is the bird that wants to come out of the cage, and what is the cage? Yeah. And that goes in steps in life, you know. We can't face immediately all the elements of the cage, all the things that goes in steps. So what will be for us the next step? So I suggest, I invite you to go for a moment inside in silence, and then we're going to share in couples with the next person at your left side. But first we take a moment inside and just feel, not only just with the mind, the mind can feel too, you can listen with the mind, but just feel inside, what is it that wants to come out in expression? And it can be a big thing, a big task, but it can be small. And the best is to bring it back to the moment of being in the moment, being in community, being in your daily life here. What is the next thing that wants to come out? And then, where do you hesitate? Not so much in your mind, but in the heart. What is the feeling that comes up that just holds you back? Okay. I'm going to share with Jerry, and then Dorian with, can you say your name one more time? Emilio, huh? Yeah, Emilio, welcome. Welcome in our midst, Emilio. Yeah. Okay. Yes. We are getting there. Yeah. And we have the right number too.
The question?
One more time, the question. The question is, what is the cage of the bird? What is it that's holding your back? And then, you know, if we get it, it's good to laugh, but really try to listen inside. And I thought we did it because there was this silence just before. What is in your feeling realm, on the feel of energy, what holds you back? It's a big listening. It's not an analytical thing, an intelligent thought. It's much deeper than that. Why is something in you saying, no, not yet? Okay? If you do it and switch already, make yourself ready to switch. Okay. So gently finish your sharing. And then come back in the circle. Okay, yeah, please join the circle again. Okay. So, yes, something was moving, that's clear. And so this is a moment to let the mic move as we are used to do. And so the person who speaks is aware of who the next person is that wants to speak. And it's not only a visual thing, but it's also vibrational. And it's interesting how we are learning that. It's a nice game. And what we're going to share, it can be very personal, if you want to, or it can be more the principles of what we shared, what is holding us back as human beings, even in this community. and I can give it a start. There are two elements. What is holding me back in taking responsibility, and that is wanting permission. And in wanting permission, I look too much outside of myself. Then my power is there, not here. So I change that pretty much. There's an order part that happens in the moment. How much do I allow my spontaneity to come out, my power, which is not about thinking, is it acceptable, or, but it happens in the moment in a spontaneous way. Not in a stupid way, because it will be connected in the field, interconnected field of love. But still, I realize that also there I can look too much outside of myself. And then it's a pattern of dependency. And to use that term we used before, you know, that's it's a world that's not real. So stepping into my inner reality, that's my game, my practice.
Well, thank you. Looking to something outside of myself. You know, I've been at this game for about almost 50 years, 49 years. Maybe I shouldn't call it a game, but it is the master game in life. And so I have pretty well let go of the things that have held me back over the years. I've been in this training process for such a long time that I've pretty well cleared the slate in many ways. And yet, something that Rude brought up in our conversation, sometimes I get into thinking about what other people, particularly leadership, expect of me. And rather than letting my own creative power come out, I have been held back by trying to please others, by trying to measure up to the expectations of others. But if I simply let go to my own, spontaneity and my own creative power and let that come forth, instead of being focused on what is outside of me trying to please someone else, then I think I would be much more effective in my spiritual service here. So that's the main thing that occurred to me.
What's been coming up for me in service prep and then being here in Circle right now is that I don't... At least it hasn't revealed itself in my consciousness if I am, but I don't feel like there's something specifically holding me back, like fear or shame or lack of familiarity or something like that. Rather, it's my children. Yet.
And.
Really, what it has to do with it is being aware of seasons in our life. And the season I am currently in is mom of children, small children, not fully grown children. And so oftentimes the majority of my energy goes into making sure they're okay, they're taken care of, they have opportunities, they're growing well. I water them, I feed them, make sure they have clean soil. And sometimes I can get a little down on myself, like the passion projects that I have, the things that really inspire me and move me to be of service in the world. Like, I'm not able to put the energy into that to manifest those things or to bring them forth yet. So in my conversation with Cease, you know, I always go back to having compassion for each other and compassion for myself, that this is what I'm doing now. And even though it feels like maybe on the surface something is holding me back, it's like my children aren't holding me back. That's a joke. And just recognizing that we have seasons in our life. And I think during that season, things are in process. So it's still, things are still, I was telling Cease, I'm gestating, not physically. Spiritually, energetically gestating. And I'm so tired. So that's when the giggles come out. But it's in process. And sometimes process doesn't look like an actual action item. Sometimes being in process doesn't look like there's actually something tangible that I can be like, oh, these are my goals and my benchmarks and my key performance indicators and all these things. Yet something is happening because I have the heart and the awareness that I am here to live my best life and to be of service to the world. And just, I need to be patient.
Okay. So I was kind of kidding when I was talking to Roshana. I said, I got one word. And I said, it feels like death. And it does. It feels like you're limited. You may not ever become famous. You may never, you know, soar to the highest heights because of the way the world is and the consciousness that I'm connected to. And is that feeling like you could fail? And it's not really a thought. It's not really, it may be a lot of thinking has gone on and imposition socially and being brought up in certain patterns, but the feeling is like you might miss the mark. And, of course, I guess part of that has to do with I was brought up in a culture where my parents, and particularly mother, was very concerned about being shamed or being not look like you're proper and appropriate and everything else. So I think there was this underlying concern to be artificially pretentious, pretend to be something important when you didn't really feel that way. So I can see that, well, I could feel it when we talked about it. I could feel like there's something holding me down. There's something holding me back. And all the thoughts in the world aren't going to change that. All the analyzing and figuring out what created that. But there is something in there that is keeping me from fully being an artist or fully being whatever I need to be, and it's ridiculous. I laugh at it, and I know the one thing I know out of all that is that trying to be something I'm projecting as to what it would be like to be a successful artist or a visionary person or something like that, there's no road to that. It's just being radiant in the situation that I'm in, right in front of me, and not put any limitations, the feeling of limitation on anything that's around me.
I was talking about, I would say, I don't necessarily want to call it fear, but history repeating itself is something that comes up in my consciousness a lot. The universe is very cycle-like. Everything kind of moves in the same circles. The sun will probably be in the same place as it will be billions of years from now. The thing that kind of holds me back is the idea that my family history will repeat itself through me. And it's like I think about how, well, I know all of my genealogy and the health history and the mental history and the emotional history and stuff. And I tend to go out of my way to avoid those things. Like my great grandmother had Alzheimer's. So I think about how do I avoid that? My grandmother had diabetes. How do I avoid that? My mother had mental and emotional issues. How do I avoid that? And it tends to overtake my life, I guess, a little bit. Instead of being just me and understanding that I have my own cycle to go through, instead of what my family went through. Even you even hear the research about how you will absorb your ancestors' past trauma. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, like, how am I going to get over that if I can't even, I got my own trauma to deal with in my lifetime. How am I going to get over the, you know, past trauma kind of thing? So I was telling Jackie that the Fibonacci sequence has really helped me deal with this. The fact that Fibonacci may go by the same cycle, but it gets bigger every single time. It goes into a different size cycle. So that idea has helped me in that thought process. So, I mean, the thoughts still come up like, oh my gosh, am I going to get Alzheimer's? Or oh my gosh, am I going to, you know, have physical ailments that that my family had? But I think that each generation, it's just like Fibonacci. It gets a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. So we all have our own little thing to deal with. I mean, it's good to be aware of it, but I don't think it should hold you back. So.
Thank you. Yeah, these are powerful dynamics. This is cultural karma, you could say. It can be family karma, and it's individual karma or biography. And to make us free, we need to see it and be conscious. To be fully conscious is also a matter of courage. How far do you reach out and have the courage to feel what's really going on in your inner landscape. And I think, I'm sure we Karen, you say there's no fear, huh? But when you feel, if you meditate on these things, when does it dis in you? And when does it dis in you? When there's contraction, there's normally a kind of fear present. And that's not a threat, it's just a signal. And knowing what to do on that moment. So I would like now to the next cycle in the 15 minutes that are left. And that is, that goes to the power, freeing the power, yeah, the authority of the power of being, as it was mentioned. And I will use an instrument to introduce that. Let's move a moment inside again. A little meditation. And now feel not what was holding us back or is holding us back, but that what it is that wants to come out in this cycle of our life in this moment. There were moments. And our next moments. There were moments that you felt glorious and joyful and fully living, fully seen. Remember these moments. And then feel what is hesitating now to come out, but what in fact desires and wants to come out. And ask yourself, am I allowing it to come out? What is it that wants to come out of the bird cage? What is the bird? And am I allowing it? And then we go again in the same couples. We take 3 minutes each to share. Starting now. Okay, conclude gently your sharing. And then we have 2 minutes left. Thank you all. We have a few minutes left to let the mic move and see what did bring up, what came, what you love to share, of what came forth, so as we say that. The mic is free.
Thanks for generating the circle and beautiful sounds. That was wonderful. One of the things that came up for me in this process was something that Barbara Marx Hubbard said numerous times. It's just like, don't deny your greatness. And, you know, I got here being who I am on my unique path. And I see things my way, just the way it's going to be. I see them my way. And so that's my truth. And so I have to be able to love others for their view, their perspective, and at the same time respect my greatness. So that's the bird. It's got to fly.
I was thinking about how my bird is just my desire to be my best, you know, to fulfill that greatness that's within in whatever way that is. And part of my cage is taking some past idea of what that would look like and overlaying it onto the present moment. When the freedom of what wants to come through is to be fully present with what is and recognizing that by being fully present and listening to what life is calling forth from me, even though it doesn't match a previous picture, that might be the most perfect path towards experiencing that fulfillment of greatness, because life knows way better than I do. And the more that I hold on and try to overlay onto the moment, the more I'm just kind of fighting with the cage.
Thank you. Kind of something a little more similar. I've been having an aha moment since I've been helping out in dining room here and there. You know, I kind of grew up in the service industry, restaurant, hairstylist for 14 years. But growing up in the family that everything has to be from the brain, you know, if it's not doctor or lawyer,
engineer-oriented that it's beneath you, you know? And so even the whole time I did hair or was in the restaurant industry, I could never fully enjoy it because it was beneath. It was service. It was peasant, right? And so I've been recently loving those roots of getting back to just being of service and then also being okay of being of service and not that it's some beneath anybody type of industry, that it's all needed and welcomed, and saying out loud, I like being of service.
So I was thinking when you were talking about moments that we had been like fully expressing and fully alive, and I was remembering some of those moments and how that often came for me. That's when I ran into the bars of my cage the hardest and had to wrestle with that. Those are the moments, because when I come there, it's usually down a road. And coming down that road, I can look ahead and imagine what it would be like. And kind of to what you were saying, there are expectations, and or almost that at the time they were just fantastical, like what would it be like to be there? And then being there, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful cycle to look back and see what, like, this was once a fantasy and now I'm here. But it also comes that is as well the wall of the cage, because that's where I find my expectations that have built up. And I have to let the thing that was the fantasy happen, which is scary because it won't be fantastical in the way that it felt like before. Yeah.
Wow, you're so welcome. Good to hear your voice. And there's lots more, you know, because I can imagine if we had more time, it may get crescendo. And then, certain moment, people stand in the middle. Yeah, no, it's not about the ditch. It's about what is waiting here, each of us, as a big contribution in this community. So more will come. Thank you for giving your gift on this evening, and have a beautiful continuation of your evening. Good night.